gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Thursday night show, 3/12/2020. Now, I'll tell you, the wild weasel is rolling, ain't he? He's zipping this way, zipping that way. And you know what? The Lord Jesus told us about it. He told us about it in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21. And I'm going to just quote to you this right here, you know, because in the midst of all of this, I want to say something. The coronavirus is not going to be the only thing that happens, you see. And some say, oh, well, summer comes, it'll all go away, it's blue, bop, bop, bop. And boy, I hope it does, all right? But it says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars and Russian planes on borders of, you know, this place and the other place. They've got their sub hunters up along coastal areas to see where our subs are at. So that if our subs aren't there, they can kind of move theirs in, you see. Or they know maybe where they can target in a certain area. Then we have to scramble planes just like Norway and Great Britain did. But you see, we got all kind of stuff going. China, all it has to do is basically withhold all of the drugs and antibiotics and things that are made for the United States in the pharmaceutical industry. And they withhold other things like they have a lot of rare earths, which are needed for the highest of high tech. They also control the lithium mines in Afghanistan. They have almost all of Africa, all the stuff tied up, the raw materials. They have almost all of South America tied up. So at a certain point in time, with the Red Chinese having lost, at least for a few months, 80%, probably 80% of their gross domestic product. Possibly, probably, whatever you want to say. They lost a whole lot of money and had to give up the gold. Now they say everything is just fine. All right? Oh, our numbers are going down. Yeah. But did you kill? A question, a rhetoric, not even a rhetorical question. Judging by crematoria working 24/7, and they're bringing in more mobile crematoria into Wuhan alone. And now they think that black ash, the black rain coming down on Japan, is the ashes from all the dead bodies burned in China. Just think about that. They're still burning them. So how many did they burn? 5 million? 6 million? Anyway, I've got a lot to talk to you about tonight, but I want to tell you what Jesus has to say, you see. And I've been telling you this since 2004. And he kept telling me, you know, Hawk, just keep telling him this because most people haven't got it yet. Well, let me tell you something. People are starting to get it now. But here's the whole deal. All the things he's talking about, wars, rumors of wars, nation shall rise against nation, famines, people are going to starve to death, and pestilences. Oh, there's going to be Wuhan Hootie, you know, Wuhan COVID-19, or is it Wuhan 400 out of Dean Koontz's book, or is it the one that killed the was reintroduced in Berea, Kentucky, and killed a lot of the bats in the United States while they're trying for a recombination? I don't know, but the fact is, this thing is going wild. Now, the Lord Jesus tells you, famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. You wait till you see Nephilim. You wait till you see fallen angels and demonic hordes come through portals and howl at you like a bat at the moon outside your house maybe in your old granddad's or grandmommy's voice, you know. And they'll say, come on out here, you know, come on out and join us, right? But you're going to see stuff you ain't going to believe. But you know what Lord Jesus has to say? In Matthew 24, verse 13, and I'm reading in the red letters out of the King James Bible. He says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Well, I'm going to tell you something right up front. Brother Quayle has put together this Cascadia DVD and videos, and you can watch it on the Vimeo service right up front right now. And I'm going to tell you, in the midst of all of the corona, you're going to see the famines. You're going to see perhaps the stock market collapse. You're going to see Deutsche Bank get below $6. Oh, it is there now. Well, they have all these derivatives and all this stuff out there. And then all these other banks, perhaps all those banks that were meeting with President Trump, all those banks are going to be affected if Deutsche Bank goes belly up. And then we got all these bonds, the UN bonds. They don't kick in until a little bit. But that's in April. That ain't that far away. And they're talking about the Federal Reserve putting in, you know, $1 trillion yesterday, $1 trillion here, $1 trillion there, and then maybe $30 trillion altogether. Well, here, let me tell you something. A lot of people think about, well, that's bad, but yeah, it is. But you see, here's something you never want to forget. These top slot people who own the Federal Reserve Bank, who own the central banks of Germany, England, Bank of England, all of them, the Bank of France, the bank of this one, that one, the other one, the banker and bank of Upper Slobovia or left-handed Lithuanians. I don't care. They own, basically control the system that produces the money, produces the currency, and it's all based on a debt system where they loan it to the governments. And say that the government owns money, then they make you pay the interest in hard dollar, hard money, hard yen, hard lek dollar, silver, They make you pay it hard for what they created out of thin air because they follow Lucifer the Lightbringer. And their goal is to destroy you through a chaotic, most chaotic blood sacrifice you'd ever want to see. And this is not normal business. It's not normal. If it was, they wouldn't be canceling all of these events. Ohio, Maryland wouldn't be closing all their schools. Governor of Washington State talking about real hardcore containment and mitigation. Fauci talking on the line of the government. Well, you see, we've got to contain and mitigate. Now we're strictly into the mitigation. And then right when a guy asked him a question about, I think it might have been Acosta or somebody, whether or not they were going to go to full-blown martial law, then the big boys, the security boys said, come on, we have to go now, blah, 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 it's time to leave. All right? So let me just say this. These are the beginning of the sorrows. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. If you go to stevequayle.com, you can go up and watch and click on Cascadia, because I'm going to tell you, if you live up in that area, and even if you don't, if that goes, then you've got Cascadia goes, you've got the entire West Coast will go. Washington, you'd have Vancouver, Canada, and then you'd have British Columbia, and you'd have Washington, maybe parts of Alberta. You'd have Oregon, California, and it all starts to buckle. And then pretty soon you got the Islas de California and the upside down, topsy turvy, Washington and Oregon that are totally, you know, belly up and you know what over teacups. So I'm going to say this to you. Lord Jesus tells you also that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end time come. I'm going to give this appeal one more time here. I'm not going to do it tomorrow night, but I'm going to give it tonight because I think it is worthy of the fact, okay? It's definitely worthy of the fact. And incidentally, there are people in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos and Thailand in the mountains and the central highlands and everywhere dying like nobody's business from this virus. But it's not getting that much notice, and they people just take them off to the camps. Okay? And people are dying. But in the midst of all of that, our friends, the Nunamakers out of France, they're from Pennsylvania originally, but they're in France now, who they've been taking the Bibles into the mountain people, the mountain tribes, who are hungry for the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, they cannot go because they can't fly to Vietnam or fly to Cambodia or fly to anywhere in that area. So they've been having a way of getting money to some of their pastors and followers and translators and stuff. And they've been picking up the Bibles and taking them by circuitous routes. The little pack horses, the little jitney type, little buses and trucks and stuff and, you know, pack mules or whatever it is. And all the old timers might remember when you used to go up the mountain to Coon Saw joint. And the stirrups were backwards because you had to go up real steep grades on the hills on them little miniature horses. When you get to the top, Okun Saw's army was right there waiting for you, and then you could take all your stuff up the hill, right? Bo Greitz told me all about that, Scott Weekly. Scott Weekly was a SEAL that was with Bo when they went up there to Okun Saw at the last time, but the fact is that's in the Shan states of China. But I'm going to tell you this. One more time, if you would like to assist and get Bibles to mountain tribes people who are hungry for the Lord and who are in the midst of a revival and turning, say up to 150,000 tribes people of various tribes onto the Lord Jesus. In other words, in a remote area where the gospel hadn't gotten to until our friends that now live in France, the Nunamakers took these Bibles and started all of this. One more time. If you got a little bit of money, small, big, huge, whatever it is, you want to get Bibles to people who are hungry for the gospel and for the Lord Jesus and who need it at this time just as much as all of us, send it to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. One more time. You got your pencil ready? Bibles, you put on a check or money order or whatever, or on a note. If you send a little bit of cash, send it to Bibles from Indochina, Bibles for Indochina, or Bibles for Mountain Tribes, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that, you see, is part of the fulfillment of the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, what's the end? The end is when Lord Jesus is going to come back and throw off at Harmageddon and destroy the enemy and send them down the fiery furnace, you see. And then paradise will be on this planet with Lord Jesus at the head. So anyway, let me keep going here, because we don't have much time. We got to keep going. So I was telling you about Cascadia. If you need to find out about Cascadia, go to stevequayle.com. There's a big banner on the right-hand side. Click on that Cascadia banner. All right? And you will find that you got all kind of items there that you can go to. You can listen to it or watch it immediately on Vimeo. All right? But you can also pre-order the DVDs. So it's on video on demand right now. You can watch it. Cascadia is the big one. Yellowstone, just a distraction. If Cascadia blows, Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams, all that stuff, the humps that are in Oregon and stuff, then that ties in with a lot of the things in Northern California. All of that starts to go, and let me tell you something. There goes a whole West Coast, believe me. And I'll tell you what. There also then comes in islands. You got all kind of people gone and this way, that way, the other way. They're no longer going to be there, if you see what I'm saying. They're upside down in the liquefaction. And then here is coronavirus in Ohio. Possibly more than 100,000 people in the state might be carrying coronavirus. You see, somebody, I still think, sabotaged all the tests. All of the tests at the CDC, and they played games with it. They're still playing games with it. You could go in South Korea, you drive through the parking lot, they check your temperature and all that stuff, then they take you over, give you the test. Within an hour, you know exactly what's going on. Okay, now. I've had all kind of reports, and this one I'm going to pay real careful attention. I want you to listen carefully to exactly what I say. Listen carefully. This is allegedly from a deep background source, and the person that I've got it from is basically unverified, but they have it from a source. A deep background source that could prove to be very interesting. And if you put it together with the other intelligence and with the other events taking place on an hourly basis, like Tampa, Florida, and Hillsborough County just declared a 7-day emergency, okay? State of emergency. Or all of these states now, you've got 44 states where there's cases, and most of the governors have declared states of emergency as well. That's important because it's a clever little mechanism. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Allegedly, from a deep background, unverified source. I know, but I'm going to give it to you and err on the side of the watchman to present it. You take it to the Lord in prayer and try to match it up. Try to match it up with what you've got going, okay? And what you see out here in the world, all right? And see if it fits or does not fit. Tie in the Deutsche Bank and the fact that that could collapse the entire banking system. Tie in all the stuff where they're shutting down the NCAA, the NBA, the NHL. NASCAR's, you know, bop, 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 all the different things are going to happen, you see. School shutting down. Well, where are all the kids go? And then how do the parents take care when the parents are at work? Oh, well, they're no longer working because nobody goes to the restaurant they worked at anymore. You start to see this thing. Anyway, let me get to the point. From a deep background source, allegedly, unverified, but allegedly, without any fanfare, without any warning or any kind of thing, allegedly, March 23rd, which is, I believe, a Monday. I'd have to look at the calendar, but I think it might be a Monday. March 23rd might be. Notice Hawk did not guarantee that's the date. Hawk said allegedly from a deep background source, unverified, but with some probability and some possibilities that March 23rd, 2020 might be the date that the United States goes into full-blown medical martial law, which means military law. And then that also allegedly would include requests by the governors who have declared states of emergencies, all right? But then they're also going to, because of possibilities, allegedly, of the collapse of the stock market, the bond markets, or, you know, anymore, they're going to have to pay you to you know, borrow money from them, all right? Pay you to borrow money instead of, you know, you give them money, which then they're borrowing from you. So the possibility also would include a bank holiday. Dr. Fauci's talked about how, now Fauci's talking about it, how the system is about ready to be overloaded, and we're going to have many, many, many more cases. Well, the reason we don't have those many, many more cases is because somebody, I believe, allegedly on purpose, allegedly on purpose, sabotaged the test with lab contamination at the CDC so these testing things would not work. I also found out that some of the reagents used in those tests all come from Germany, or they come from China. So that is the key, you see. So what we got going here, you know, is a strong scenario where if the 23rd is the date and that's a bank holiday and medical martial law, now make no mistake, martial law or military law means the military runs it. I read to you the last 2 to 3 weeks. And incidentally, have you noticed all the stuff that old Hawk and others were talking about 3 weeks ago or even a month ago is now being discussed by the so-called smart guy doctors on TV? Oh, well, maybe the virus will stay for 3 days on a hard surface, according to Princeton. And then I heard the guy tonight, one of these doctors say, oh, well, that's an unvetted study out of Princeton. What do they know? Huh. Well, pretty big school for, you know, science, you know. Atom bomb work, things like that from the past, you know. But Obama, on January 11th, 2010, in his executive order, establishment of the Council of Governors, by the authority vested in the president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 1822. National Defense Authorization Act of 2008, Public Law 110-181, and in order to strengthen further the partnership between, federal government and state governments to protect our nation and its people and property, it hereby orders as follows. The Council of Governors, establish a Council of Governors where there will be 10 governors to govern all of the United States. Well, you see, there's 10 FEMA regions. But that doesn't necessarily mean that FEMA's in charge of it. Federal Emergency Management Agency. They were in charge of all continuity governor back during Carter and that era on. But that was sort of flipped up and flopped up because now, you see, the Secretary of Defense controls the Council of Governors. And NORTHCOM has got the bill, you see, NORTHCOM has got the official deal, and they're doing what? They told, you know, a month and a half ago, gave orders to the Navy, Marines, Army, Air Force, the National Guards, the Reserves, the Air National Guards, all of the kind of things that you would could imagine, and even in alerting governors and stuff that have state guards, say, like, for instance, in Texas, that has a state guard as well as National Guards, that they already gave the orders. And what were the orders based on the information that we had, and I provided to you weeks ago, that if you saw State Guard, Texas State Guard go, that it would be, and they're already on alert, a call-in alert. If they get called, they got to be there in a certain period of time. For my information, that's what they are. But if they get called, then that's the, like a canary in a coal mine, it is a nationwide national martial law, okay? And that means the military runs it under the Secretary of Defense and under the President. Now, the question is, this President, or the next President, or perhaps it's the third in line, Pelosi. She could be the President. Let's say that, just for instance, that somebody from Brazil and some other congressmen and stuff shook hands and took a hat and showed the hat, and there's old President Trump and Vice President Pence, and I pray that they're protected by the Lord and do not get it. But suppose they did get this stuff. Do you want Nancy Pelosi as your president? Now, let me go into bank holiday here real quick. In August 18, 2009, I wrote an article, we call them Hawk Talons, that Steve Quayle posted on his news alert in August 18, 2009, okay? And it's very telling because it's exactly where we are again right now. Bank holiday possible. And I said from August 26th through October 20, 2009 will be no picnic but Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. I was more clever back then. And I said in the age of quadrillions of dollars in derivatives, so-called insurance policies, but better likened to a Las Vegas poker game, the American dream is built on nothing much, it seems, but a house of cards and endless debt buttressed by phony economic statistics, cookbooks, and continued loss of jobs, homes, business, net worth, and liberty. Plunge protection team pumps, etc. Now, that was back then. President Trump has done a lot of good things to help this country to come back and to try to defeat the globalist Illuminati scumbag demon and the demon commie rats, okay? But during this time back then, drafts of letters were leaked. And here's what I said back then. Last week, two letters in draft format, allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states, were made available to the Q Files. That was Brother Steve Quayle. And also, I did one night of the Q Files on behalf of Steve back then. And this was sent to Steve by an alleged executive-level employee of the bank who wrote the letters. Their contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestions, to be returned no later than 8/21/09. Okay. Yeah, I know, this is 2020. But let me tell you, back then, they were ready to do it back then. And it was being prepared at the behest of the Federal Reserve, and that an executive order, though no number was stated back then, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product. And here is basically the content of the two letters. Number one, all account access was to be limited, and I've seen these letters, by the way, so don't get me wrong on this. I've seen them back when Steve had them. All account access would be limited by the bank, and that any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines, that means your credit cards too, and IRAs, could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of accounts every 7 business days until these limitations were lifted by federal authorities. So you got 4 weeks to the month every 7 business days, okay? Not quite. You're only probably at the max going to be draw out $2,000 a month. And that's even including on your credit card. Number two, this is the other thing. All lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. Well, they can't do that. That's my lockbox. These restrictions have been done before during bank holidays of the 1930s when contents of lockboxes, particularly gold and cash, were in fact confiscated. And also in more recent IMF World Bank imposed scenarios in South American countries such as Argentina and Brazil in the early 2000s, the 90s, and the 80s. So the implications out there, people, is that you might be limited on your withdrawals, even on your credit card, to only $2,000 for every 28 business days. And then most people got a lot more bills than that, okay? Particularly if you include a mortgage payment. So then it would be no wonder, would it? Why, I said back then, NORTHCOM troops, foreign troops, and mercenaries are being quartered inside the United States and are practicing for martial law to quell massive civil uprisings. If they go to the bank holiday along with all this other stuff, and make no mistake about it, Rick Leventhal, the wartime type reporter for Fox, was in New Rochelle. And the governor and then also the mayor, we're not impeding the travel of people or anything with the, they're just there to pass out food, and they're there to clean the synagogue and the schools and all of these buildings in this hot zone to contain the hot zone. All right. Well, then Rick Leventhal says, but you know, I did find out, he says, this morning, that the people are not being impeded from traveling, but those who are under quarantine in their homes within this area are being impeded from traveling. They can't go to the store to get food. They're being brought their food by the National Guard. And I'm going to tell you, I've heard also this afternoon from other people, if somebody tries to get out, there is, quietly, if they persist, shoot on sight, okay? Now, that's what I've heard. So what I'm trying to tell you, the 23rd of March, allegedly from deep background source, I haven't been able to verify it, but I also heard from another source that had some military background that it might be at the end of the month, like the 30th or the 31st of March. And then if something goes on and happens, overwhelm of all the hospitals and all this stuff, then you've got the scenario where bank holidays may take place with the stock market collapse. And if it goes below 20,000, Katie bar the door. That's what Brother Quayle told me this afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I appreciate it if you could. Anything you can send would be most welcome and most needed, all right? Because it's pretty much dried up, except for the good people that have always been around and been there. Anything is most welcome. It could be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Could be easiest thing is Federal Reserve notes, metals, silver quarter, silver dime, ounce of silver, bit of gold, whatever it is, check or money order, make it out to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And I've been here as long as I can. I've been here now going on 16 years when the summer comes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, it's been a wild ride, but now, what I told you about all these years, the wild weasel is already starting to run and roll, okay? And if things are not shortened for the elect's sake, there should no flesh be saved. And so we're going to have, in the midst of all of this, I think we're going to have the famines. And if you do not have, let me put it this way. Let me go back to what I told you in the past couple weeks ago. You need to get a list of the things you need. Water purification, water storage, food. And by food, long-term storage food, which is almost all gone, by the way, a lot of it's gone. You'll still find small amounts of different companies. So don't look at just one or two companies. Look at others. Ready-made resources, Nitro Pack, Augustin Farms, all the different ones. Look and see. But if they tell you this stuff is 8 weeks out or 9 weeks out, if they don't have it for delivery within the next week or so, I would not do it. I would rather see you go, and you don't have to go to Costco or Sam's Club or anything. Go to a regular grocery store. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it saving a nickel or something or 10 cents on a can or whatever it is. Dollar Tree, Dollar General, go to those places and get you regular canned goods. Let me, how many times I got to tell you. Folks, if you can do nothing else but get one extra can of chunky soup, then go ahead and get that. I would also include Progresso soup in there. I like that Progresso beef barley and black bean, and I like the clam chowders and all kind of stuff. But get the soups that already have the moisture, the water contained in the gravy in them. Same kind of thing. Beef stews. Roast beef and corned beef hash. I would tell you that if you get those kind of things like that, Chef Boyardee, Franco American, SpaghettiOs and meatballs. Man, what a good dish. Lasagna, spaghetti and meatballs, Chef Boyardee. All right? Get the canned. You get mixed vegetables. You get a whole bunch in one can. Corn, green beans, all the different things. Canned fruit. And try to get the ones that don't have the pop top. And the fact is, keep them in a nice, cool, dry place up on a shelf. Go get you one of these $15 or $20 shelves up at the hardware store that you, metal that you put together or make your own with wood or something or racks, or take some concrete blocks and put shelves up on those like you used to do for your stereo when you're in college. And start putting it away, or put a box under the bed, or under the drawers of the water bed, or whatever it is you gotta do. Put it in the closet, wherever it is, cool, dry place. Because a can of chunky soup is a ration for you for a day. You can live on that. Meat, potatoes, vegetables, and juice, okay? I would also tell you that you can get bags of rice, pretty cheap. And if you don't get bags, you can't get those. They're sold out of Costco or Sam's or Walmart. Then what you can do is get boxes of rice or smaller bags of rice. White rice keeps longer. Some of the more exotic rices go bad and get rancid. But if you keep the white rice or you got the other, you can put it into the food grade pails. But even if you don't do that, put it up on a pallet or something like that. Get it up off the floor. Put mouse traps around it. All that kind of thing. Put a little peanut butter on the mouse trap. And try to keep it preserved. But if you take a can of chunky soup and you cook you up some rice, you could even have old Uncle Ben's or Minute Rice in the box. It can be cooked up. You add cluck cluck. Heat it all up with some chunky soup or Progresso soup or a beef stew. Man, you've got a dinner. If you've got chickens or something at home and you got eggs, I mean, I'll tell you, that old stagecoach stop. Those people have paid attention to the Lord Jesus for so many years that they've done all the right things and have the perfect homestead. But believe you me, they're tough hombres and cowgirls, and they ain't going to let nobody get there. Stuff. They've got the hoop house, the goats, the horse that comes from his carrot from the hoop house in the morning. What wonderful people. There are great people all throughout the United States who listen to this program. And the Lord Jesus is going to use you. You're going to be the leaders in your area. And all those old tough people who survived up there on, Cohasset Road in some faraway, distant western state. All them people. The old Mars Hill gang, okay, down in the Carolinas. There's a whole lot of people out there. The people up there in the Upper, the people in Ohio, southern Illinois, southern Missouri, people right around here, the western shooters in Kansas who shoot iron sights and ding the target at 1,000 yards, hiding in the sagebrush, you know what I mean? And all the mountain jacks all over. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is fixing to go wild weasel. How do we know that? Because the Lord Jesus told us so. And you can go to Revelation, 6, and read about the four horsemen. I read that the other night. You go read the Bible for yourself again and read it to your children. You sit down at dinner, why don't you read Matthew 24 and say, kids, this is Matthew 24, but here is Matthew 25. This tells the Lord wants us to prepare so that he that shall endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. If you do bring your lamps and your lamp oil and your extra wicks and you've done the preparations and you're ready when the bridegroom comes, you can go in with him and shut the door. But if you're the foolish virgin, you didn't bring any of that, and you say, Lord, Lord, open the door to us. The Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So now we've got all these different people. If you go to the London Guardian story, and here it is right here, super rich, and we've talked to you about this before, several weeks ago, when Bezos, can you believe just Bezos, how he obviously was just real lucky to sell when the market, the Dow was at its peak, almost 30 grand, and he sold his stock when it was about the peak of Amazon stock and sold 1.88 billion of his stock, and where'd he go? His private plane and him went immediately thereafter to the Wellington, New Zealand airport and allegedly went to his, 5,000 or 6,000 square foot underground luxury bunker. And then other people, Brother Quayle had information that other people were heading to New Zealand to their bunkers, and then some of them got waved off and were sent and they rerouted to where? Patagonia, southern Argentine, southern Chile, like the Bariloche and places. Remember there was a certain house called Analco that Hitler was there. Hitler lived in that region until 1962. But a whole lot of people got places down there and these desolate alpine-like wildernesses and sheep ranches and huge mountains, the whole bit. Paraguay as well. You remember the Bush family bought, 97 million acres or 97,000 acres, whatever it was, back years ago at the Tres Puntas, where the place were Brazil, Paraguay, and I believe, what's the other one? Let me get my map over here and I'll tell you. I get the old globe, all right? Yeah, Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay at the Tres Puntas. And that happens to be on that river by where the Bushes bought their stuff back then. It happens to be the river where Joseph Mengele allegedly lived for a while in a house along that river. But that area is the world's largest untapped aquifer. The Ogallala Aquifer in the United States which was a huge aquifer. It's been used to create the wonderful wheat fields and corn and sorghum and milo and all the different crops, and also to water stock and have plenty of water for cattle. And all of it, it's coming out of the Ogallala Aquifer, but they say that it might only have maybe 20 or 30 years left. And if you've never been in this region out here, when you go out in those huge wheat fields and you see these sprinkler system on wheels, the motorized sprinklers that are just going for like, you know, wow, they're huge. And they rotate around and they spray all of the crops. Just incredible. So the super rich are jetting off to disaster bunkers amid the coronavirus outbreak. And this is in the story today. And it's talking about, oh, here's one up, another is in munitions bunkers in South Dakota. The Vivos, people who started one, the deep underground bunker in Indiana. And they also have one, I believe, out here in Kansas and some other places. And the world's richest people are chartering jets to set off for holiday homes or specially prepared disaster bunkers in countries that so far appear to have avoided the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak. Many of them are taking their personal doctors and nurses on their flights to treat them and their families in the event they become infected. The wealthy are also besieging doctors in private clinics. Harley Street, London, ladies and gentlemen, they have doctors that only work for cash in private clinics. They're not part of the National Health Service, nothing. And they're the best, some of the best doctors in the world, and they only work for cash. And that they've been going into the Harley Street clinics trying to avoid, you know, the stuff, and they're asking for private coronavirus tests. But they couldn't get the test stuff going over there. So then they were getting all kind of cocktails to boost their immune system of herbs, vitamins, minerals, etc. But you see, they're bugging out. They're bugging out. All right? They're taking their money with them. They're going away. And it reminds me a lot, you see, of that Showtime show called Jeremiah. Remember that? Only two seasons. Had Luke Perry and then Jamal, I forget his name, but they had, remember, Jeremiah and Jordy. And they were going around. They had the Humvee or the Jeep or whatever. They went around, and almost everybody over 30 or 40 years of age had died except this group that was in the Cheyenne Mountain Bunker Complex up there, who was trying to reestablish with the leadership of a young scientific genius and try to help to rebuild America and the world. And then another group that had the father of Jeremiah, remember that? And he was supposedly in this Valhalla bunker, this deep Valhalla bunker. And those were the people that were trying to kill everybody off and may have been associated with using the Big Death. Remember that? And then a little bit different, but in some of the similar survival modes, Jericho, the series Jericho. If you look at those two, and if you look at 1 Second After, the book by William R. Forstchen, Forge Books, you start to get an idea of what you need to think about, what you need to do, the experience you might have. Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls, okay? Get some information, but I'm going to tell you what, you better continue to prepare methodically from lists. Remember I said, don't panic, use lists to methodically prepare, and the lists are then to be changed and altered or updated in priorities and speed of acquisition as monitored by everybody's ability. And believe me, most people don't have 50 cents to get around the block, or, you know, or $5, you know. And that's nothing against anybody. That's just a condition you find yourself in. If you need assistance, you go, Lord Jesus, I need help to acquire more food or water, or I need help to get a firearm or something to protect my family. I don't have the money, Lord. I need to know what you want to do. Is there anybody that you can connect me with that will help me? Perhaps a relative or a friend I've not thought about, or that may be able to help, or I may be able to trade my work, and maybe they have a lot of this stuff, but they don't have very many people in their family, but they have years and years and years supply of food and water and all kind of stuff stored up, but they can't stay up 24 hours a day to protect it. Maybe they need a guard for their items, that they would then be willing to trade you your daily rations and shelter, you see. But I'm going to tell you, you don't want to go into their night without a fight. The old Luciferians are coming to try to destroy you. They're coming to try to kill you. They would like to see 80-90% planet Earth, no more than 500 million Georgia Guidestones, right? Ted Turner. Oh, a population of 250 over 300 million total for the Earth would be ideal. Representing a 90% from that time, 90% kill ratio, you see? When the hospitals get overwhelmed, now we can look for Dr. Lawler out of the University of Nebraska Medical Center, the Ebola Isolation Project from a few years ago, where they set it all up in, you know, Nebraska, either Lincoln or Omaha or both, for the special isolation units. He gave a speech a few days ago or a month ago to the Hospitals Association, I think the AHA. And he had the best guess. Remember the best guess? And he thought the best guess might be so many millions and millions of people get the disease and maybe only 15 million die, right? Remember what Dr. Leung, the Hong Kong public health director, said? 60% of the world population will get the coronavirus of some strain or the other. Dr. Lipschitz of the Harvard Special Public Health Chair, Dr. Lipschitz said, 40 to 70% of the world population would get the disease. They tried to make him walk that back. He really didn't. Then we have Angela Merkel saying 60 to 70% of all the Germans are going to catch this COVID-19. And then you see we got all the rich people who just seem to know exactly when the maximum price for the stocks and the maximum price for the Dow, and then they go off to their bunker after selling, you know, a couple, almost $2 billion worth. Well, I guess they just were lucky, huh? And now you're starting to see a lot of people self-quarantine. A lot of people have been perhaps around somebody who's gotten it. I heard a story yesterday where somebody was at a restaurant or something, and there was some of the rich ladies were sitting at a table or whatever, and they were over there, and a new one pops up and comes in and starts talking apparently and says, I think I may have been exposed to somebody who had this stuff out in Colorado when we were skiing. Or the father in Ladue, and Ladue in St. Louis County, Ladue in Missouri, they're the wealthy of the wealthy of the wealthy. They probably finance the mayor, the sheriff, and the governor's campaigns, you know. The old St. Louis money, when they ask you what high school you went to, which is a joke, they always say, oh, which high school did you go to? When he went to the father-daughter dance, all right, exposed a whole lot of people in Missouri, you see, in St. Louis. But when President Trump has rubbed elbows with the people that were at CPAC and at AIPAC, and also when Bolsonaro came up and all these things, President Trump is Trump, and I pray that the Lord protects him and steers him through, because what he's tried to do is to go and bring America back. But the power ebbs and flows at that level. And I'm going to say one little dig right here to tell you so. Have you seen, William Barr? Have you seen Barr and Bull Durham go after Comey and Strzok and Page and McCabe and Hillary and this one, that one, the other one, and bring them to justice so that you have confidence in the FBI? No. And I'll tell you why. And I told you that wasn't going to probably happen. And now they're not going to do these big rallies. And President Trump can't do the rallies to gain support and all of that, maybe. It looks like if you step back, that the top slot Luciferians, using their intelligence, Pentagon, banking, and all kind of scientific and medical gulag crew, okay, to conspire to create the spread in this country. President Trump shut off China initially, but then they never got the test going. And still don't have the test going. And they're still fiddling the can about it. You'd better prepare like Sergeant Major Plumley said, and we were soldiers. Gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves, all right? You go out tonight, and if you got $3, you get you a can of Chunky Soup. If you got a little more than that, get two or three. Don't go into the Luciferian knife, not a fight. Stand for your family. Stand on behalf of the Lord Jesus against the enemy of him, our body together. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the Luciferian. And take out those who would use the scalar weapons against Cascade. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua. Mickey, better get back there on them optics, baby. He fits the